Okay, so welcome to the pre-show here. You can hear my throat is not doing too good. It's because I got a goddamn, it's not a chest cold, it's post-nasal drip kind of a thing that happens to me. Did I get my flu shot? Yeah, I did today, but this isn't the flu. This is a motherfucking cold, so. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to have Vernon Dozier do a whole riff on metal, the way he did on Candy Crush Saga, you know. You have got to be some kind of a soulless... You've got to be some kind of a soulless, mindless animal to like Candy Crush Saga. But I was wondering about the roots of metal. And I believe, this is just me, this is my own cursory observations. Nothing, you know, nothing written in stone here, and God knows. But for me, maybe you could trace it to Link Ray's Rumble, which was the first rock and roll song that kind of celebrated the new fuzz tone era of rock and roll guitars. You know, round, 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 do, 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 you know. Pretty close to Black Sabbath, if you ask me. And then, I'm just taking my pants off if you're wondering what I'm doing. And then, no, I'm not. Then rock and roll hit its goth period with the Doors. And also the Yardbirds with their guitar distortion. I think more of the Yardbirds than I do the Who. And then came the goth period of the Doors with their gothic, heavy-osity. Until finally, you know, kind of came together with Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath concurrently, which Rolling Stone magazine described as a sub-Zeppelin behemoth. Black Sabbath, a sub-Zeppelin behemoth. That's a pretty interesting description, I think. Pretty accurate, too. Not as good as Led Zeppelin, sort of just a lumbering beast of a rock band, but you know, people loved it. And so I think that song by Ghost, you know, all that Ghost bullshit, I say that with all due respect, I think it's more lends more to Black Sabbath than does Led Zeppelin. So anyway, welcome to the show. So as you can tell, I'm still laboring with this cold, so we are going to have another encore show. Don't scream at me. It'll be great. It's going to be a As You Like to Hear Them with Melania Trump from 1 year ago. Not today, tomorrow. Today's the 26th. This is from October 27th, 2016. As we were getting down to the election, we were closing in on the election. Anyway, it might behoove us to play sections of every show from here until election day so we can remember the good mood we were in. And we can remember when we thought, oh, there's no fucking way. In fact, I think there's a point here in this show where I talk about going to do a remote from the Trump Hotel in Washington. Won't that be funny, I say. Yeah. I thought back on that after the election concluded about me being in the Trump Hotel on election night and Trump winning. It wasn't going to be funny at all. I would have blown my brains out. They would have had a suicide there. You just would have heard, and Donald Trump is the new president. Yeah! You know, just a guy flying from a window. It's me. Excuse me. So that's what we're going to do today. I think it'll be enlightening. I'm really fucked up. I'm tired, too. The heat, the motherfucking heat. And it finally broke here today in L.A. You probably have heard us, or you've heard the news. We've had this goddamn heat, man. It all came on at once. We had a hot summer, but nothing unusual. Actually, we had a rather mild summer here. But it all hit ahead here within the last 3 days. 102, 104. And here, where it never gets hot, at Channel Islands Beach, El Pacifico, California, last night, while I was watching the ball game at, say, like 8 o'clock at night, it was 83 degrees. That's unheard of. Now, I'm going to take a look. I remind me of my father when I do this shit. Now, hold on. I can get this. You know, my dad, he would assure us he had it. And no, he didn't. You know, he had like 5 million different things he was looking at. Here's the Weather Channel on my little old phone. Channel Islands Beach. Oh, it's 69 degrees. 6-9. How about that? How about that, Frank? Shit. This is Margaret Gray. Oh, my God. This is the hardest voice in the world to do when I get a cold. 69, man. It's 83 last night. That's still pretty warm. That's close to 70 degrees. But it ain't nothing like it. Well, last night was just hell. Fucking hell. I don't think it ever really cooled off. I think it might maybe around 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And then, you know, you wake up at 9 a.m. because you can feel the goddamn heat rising again. But supposedly that was that, and we're in a new era now. Look at this. The fucking Astros have come back. It's 3-2. They must have hit a dinger.
They must have hit a dinger.
Doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo. Let me see. We're going to go back. We're going all the way back. We're going to watch this. Hold on. There it is. It must have been a solo shot. It must have been a solo shot. It's 3 right there. It's 3-1. So the Dodgers are comfortably ahead. Oh, he's got runners on. Oh, it wasn't a solo shot. He hit him in. Doink. Nope. A run in seconds. This cat got a base hit. Drove in a run. There's Kiki Hernandez. He'll be pivotal in this play. Enrique. Uh-oh, something happened. What happened? Oh, they're showing Justin Bieber or whatever the fuck. Who's that dude? No, Justin Timberlake is at the game. I'm going to throw him a high pitch, but no, you sure? Yeah, I'm positive. Okay. Back to the mound he goes. Let's not talk with our gloves over our mouths because it sounds like we're trying to hide something. And we're really not, no. All right, let's see how they get this run. It's a base hit, I'm sure. I just wanted to see. They got out of the inning. It's 3-2. At the end of the inning, struck out the last batter. Rich Hill is in good spirits. Good for you, Rich. Good for you, Rich. Rich Hill has had a hell of a life, not to mention a baseball career, but a hell of a life. He lost an infant son. And that's got to kill you, man. While he's trying to work his way back into baseball, he was back into the minors. He was in independent league ball, and now in his late 30s, he's here pitching in the World Series. There's a chopper up the middle. So the run comes across. No, runner at third. and he pitches in the World Series. And he was angry when he got pulled because Dave Roberts has his whole system, as you've heard the guy say a million times, but Rich Hill reminds me so much of Don Drysdale, it's not even funny. He's big. He's got that kind of attitude. Big, tall guy, like Drysdale was. And, you know, he gives a shit. He's a competitor. I like the guy. And but, boy, what a road back that guy has had. They've got one son. They had another child that died within weeks of his birth. Here's, I guess they got a base hit. I don't have to look at this shit. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do tonight is take you back to October the 27th of the year of our Lord 2016, weeks ahead of our presidential elections. And we're doing a thing called As You Like to Hear Them. You guys are familiar with that. And on this particular night, we did Melania Trump. And there's some other things, too. There's some other things, too, that we'll tell you about that I can't put that. Okay. Love you. Can't live without you. This, then, is the Phil Hendry Show pre-show. We'll see you around the corner. I'm going to have to use yesterday off of yesterday's show. I'm fucking real. Come on, man. I'm trying to get fucking logged in this goddamn bitch fucking website, okay? Shouldn't take forever, man. Slow login time. It's just all of this shit ain't making it, man. Just not making it. Slow load time. Slow login. Look at this. Right when I need this goddamn fucking player, I got to sit here and wait around for this motherfucker.
Obviously, I'm not in a very good mood here. This is...
God, this pisses me off.
How unusual is this? Not. I had to just do a voiceover here of myself 1 year ago. I don't look too good either. I think I look better now than I did then, don't I?